This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The government is making all-out efforts to ensure the safe return of Indian nationals from Iran, and another flight carrying members of the Indian mission is expected to arrive today. Earlier, 110 Indian students evacuated from northern Iran arrived in New Delhi. Talking to media in New Delhi, Minister of State for External Affairs Kirti Vardhan Singh said the government has received over 350 requests of Indian citizens in Iran for evacuation.
हमारी गवर्नमेंट पूरी कोशिश करेगी कि जितने भी हमारे देश के लोग हैं ईरान में उनको सबको सेफली ले आने का हम लोगों की बहुत बड़ी जिम्मेदारी है और उसको हम लोग पूरा करेंगे आज भी एक प्लेन जा रहा है फिर से तुर्कमेनिस्तान वहां से अपने इंडियन नेशनल्स को लाने के लिए और जैसे जैसे हमारे ये नंबर्स और रिक्वेस्ट आया करेंगी हम लोग यहां से चार्टर्ड फ्लाइट्स भेजा करेंगे अपने नेशनल्स को वापस लाने के हम लोगों के पास करीब 350 से अधिक रिक्वेस्ट आ गई हैं.
Meanwhile, the Israel-Iran conflict has intensified dramatically, with Israeli forces conducting three waves of airstrikes across Iran and Iranian authorities reporting mounting casualties from the sustained bombardment. According to Iranian state news agency, the latest escalation came as Israel targeted Iran's national police headquarters, injuring several people. On the other hand, Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz claimed his country has destroyed the headquarters of Iran's public security. Defense Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh held a telephonic conversation with the Director General of the Israeli Ministry of Defense, Major General Amir Baram, in a social media post. The Ministry of Defense said the two leaders discussed updates on the current situation in West Asia. Last Friday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu regarding the evolving situation in the region. India and Croatia have underscored their shared commitment to global peace, democratic values, and expanding cooperation as the two countries signed four MOUs in the fields of agriculture, cultural exchange, science and technology, and the setting up of an ICCR chair of Hindi in Zagreb. The two nations also decided to formulate a long-term defense cooperation plan to include joint training, military exchanges, and industry-level partnerships. Prime Minister Modi, who is on his way to New Delhi after his successful visits to Croatia, Canada and Cyprus, held wide-ranging delegation-level talks with Croatian Prime Minister Andrej Plenković at Banski Dvori in Zagreb. The two leaders agreed to deepen bilateral trade and build resilient, dependable supply chains. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi strongly advocated peaceful resolution of conflicts, stating that whether in Europe or Asia, solutions cannot be found on the battlefield. He said dialogue and diplomacy are the only viable paths forward. Condemning terrorism as the enemy of humanity, Mr. Modi thanked the Croatian leadership and people for standing in solidarity with India following the recent Pahalgam terrorist attack. Voting for by-elections to five assembly seats across four states is underway. In Gujarat, Visavadar seat has recorded over 28% voter turnout, while the Kadi Assembly constituency has registered around 24% till 11 a.m. Nilambur seat in Kerala has recorded over 30% voter turnout, and Punjab's Ludhiana Assembly seat has witnessed over 21%. A record 54 Indian institutes have been featured in the QS World University rankings, with Indian Institute of Technology IIT Delhi emerging as the country's top-ranked institute. IIT Delhi's global ranking has seen a significant jump from the earlier 150th position to the current 123rd rank in the latest edition of the rankings of higher education institutions across the world. This is also the highest QS World University ranking achieved so far by the institute. In a social media post, Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said from just 11 universities in 2014 to 54 in the latest rankings, this five-fold jump is a testament to the transformative educational reforms ushered in under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that the National Education Policy 2020 is not just changing India's educational landscape, it is revolutionizing it. And with that, we end this news bulletin.